25 years of marriage, 25 years of a business partnership, 3 kids along the way, one a surprise, and much of that time spent on a tour bus. How is that even possible? Commitment. Jeff and Sherry Easter Silver Anniversary Part 2 starts right now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Last week we began with stories, advice, updates on the kids, Jeff and Sherry Easter celebrating 25 years of marriage and music, and a double disc love song project to commemorate, simply titled Silver Anniversary. We're going to jump back into the conversation with Jeff and Sherry in just a moment. But first, more of these new Silver Anniversary sounds now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Place gold on my finger. You brought love like I'd never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, Silver Anniversary is the double disc project highlighting 25 years of their marriage and music. And we're going to jump right back into the conversation where we left off last week with Jeff and Sherry Easter here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, as a mom, I felt like all day, every day, I was just reinforcing, no ma'am, yes ma'am, thank you and please. Mm-hmm. All day long, every day. Mm-hmm. And I just had, before I had children, had a different mindset of it. I thought we were going to make a list of rules and then we were all going to abide by them. Right. I just did not know that it was going to be all day long saying the same thing over and over again for years and years and years on end.
Right.
And the nice thing is, I see my children now, Morgan 17, Madison 22, and Madison will go in to talk with his accountant to file income taxes. I was in the office the other day when he and Shannon came in, And our accountant was saying, oh, I'm so sorry I'm running late. Madison said, no, don't worry about it. I appreciate you seeing us this afternoon. And she asked him a question. He said, yes, ma'am, I do have that. And I'm standing there with pride at how he's talking with such kindness and courtesy.
Right.
You know, and all the right things. Morgan the same way. Her teachers will come to me and they will say, Morgan is just the kindest child. And she's so respectful. And she'll look around at her teacher and she'll, yes, ma'am. Or, you know, and it's just nice as parents to see that all of that reinforcement did pay off.
Speaking of accountant and money, I just remembered Russ and Tori Taff long ago, where I asked them the question about advice for marriage or something like that, that effect. And Tori had the answer. She said, well, one thing that we have decided is to hire someone to handle our finances for us. Mm-hmm. So if one of us overspends, we go to Walmart and we spend too much money, instead of the other spouse having to get on, you know, their case, we say, oh, well, Zach said we've overspent here, and we just get mad at Zach, and he's our Jewish accountant out in California, yes. And we just blame him. And so we can together be very angry exactly. at this third party. What advice do you have? Maybe money's a big, big topic when it comes to marital spats.
And I'll let Sherry answer, too. Online banking. Yeah. Sherry, our big argument used to be if I needed to buy some sound equipment. I'm like, okay, I'm the group manager. I know when we need new speakers. You know, I've had these for 15 years. I got to get new equipment.
Yeah.
She's like, we have no money in the bank. And I'm like, she's just saying it. She's just saying it. So now I can go to my bank account and I see how much money we have in the bank. Yeah. And so I was in Walmart the other day and I just wanted to buy a compressor for whatever. I don't remember what it was, but it was a group purchase.
It was like $40.
Yeah. I said, hey, babe, you think it'd be okay? She said, oh, no, you got the online banking. Go look. And I'm like, oh, okay, I think I can hold off a little while.
And you know, too, in our situation, it's tricky because that's what I have my degree in. Right. You know, so here we're talking, you know, how many years is that now? You know, 12 and then 4 and then 2 more. And, you know, we're a lot of years studying business. And that's my forte. I actually enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that I like numbers, you know.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I've always managed our money. But the funny thing is, when we got married, and my mama said this happened in her marriage as well. When Jeff and I got married, I had money in savings and he had debt. So my savings basically canceled out his debt, and we started from zero. Mm. The funny thing is, the longer you're around somebody, the more you kind of share their ways. And I can see that Jeff has gotten a lot more frugal. Mm-hmm. And so literally after about the first 5 or 6 years, he was the one saying, you know, maybe we ought not spend this or maybe we. And I love that. Mm-hmm. But it's like you said, online banking has really helped him because I don't have to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I don't have to say it's not a good time. He can look at the account, see the surplus or either see the deficit there, and he can say, you know, we can or we can't. And so that's been nicer for me because it wasn't a fun place to be, to look at your husband and say, not now.
Right.
That wasn't fun.
Dawn is slowly breaking. Our friends have all gone home. You and I are waiting for Christmas morn to come. There's a present by the tree, stockings on the wall. But knowing you're in love with me is the greatest gift of all. Chill is in the air.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, my guests today on Daniel Britt and Friends. They're celebrating 25 years of marriage and music with a new 2-CD compilation called Silver Anniversary. How old's Mara now? She five?
Five.
So, and she was your, what did you say, your 20th anniversary gift?
Right. Yeah, yeah,
surprise.
Gift. Yeah,
gift. No 25th present, huh?
No, Lord. Okay. No,
I told her today, I said, baby, you're my caboose. Yeah. She said, what does that mean, Mama? I said, that means you're at the end of the train. And she said, so what's Bubba? And I said, well, Bubba must have been the engine. She said, so what's Morgan? I said, I think Morgan was one of those middle cars in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's happy to know she's the caboose.
Oh. Madison got married not long ago.
December 12th. 2010.
Right. And Madison's very talented. What's he play?
He plays lead guitar. He's playing mandolin now and acoustic and doing very well. He's been nominated in a lot of the categories as far as Southern Gospel Musician of the Year. His whole thing is like the rest of the Easters. I mean, my cousins and dad and all of them, my brother Rabbit, you know, they all work on tones. Little Roy Lewis, the tone of the instrument is more important to us than all the licks, making it sound good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he takes pride in his amp he uses, and he got an endorsement by Two Rock, the same guy that endorses John Mayer and Zach Brown and those guys. So he's tickled with his tones and what he does.
Well, and too, Madison is the kind of kid, and Jeff will agree with this, he's always been the kind of kid that it was just as comfortable working behind the scenes as on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just as happy running mix boards and working in a studio and running camera. He ran camera for the Gaither Crew for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they actually, after the first couple of times that he did it, actually put him on payroll running camera. And so he's got a lot of experience with behind the scenes. And when you have that experience, you're really good at telling people what they need to do differently on the stage. Mm-hmm. So he's the kind of kid that he's very quick to tell Jeff. Like he might say, you know, that joke is just getting a little too long, Dad. You need to chop that one. Or either, Mom, you shouldn't say this before you start that. You should, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he's very good. And we tease all the time and say he's very critical, but in a very good way, in a beneficial way.
Right.
To the point of when he was 14, I gave him creative consulting on one of the albums. When he was like 17, I did the same thing. Because he is that helpful to us. In the production and the engineering. You know, Jeff and I, we've been very blessed as artists to not just be artists. We have also handled the engineering and the behind the scenes, the productions and all of that for the entire time that we've ever recorded. And so we're very blessed for that. But Madison is very good at helping us with that area.
That was my next question was going to be, has his influence, even Morgan's, their sound, their ideas influence the direction of Jeff and Sherry music? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, it really is. And Morgan, she's funny because she's more passive than Madison is. Mm-hmm. Madison's more aggressive and will suggest more things like that. But Morgan is more passive, but she's also very creative. And so she's the kind of kid who will more than tell you what to do, will probably just do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and so creatively she's singing very well. She also takes criticism very well. She's very good at that. In fact, she constantly comes to me and, Mama, should I sing this way, or how should I sing that? And she likes direction, you know, so she's more of that kind. I tell people all the time, whenever she's not on the road with us, she is such a presence to be so quiet and passive on the bus.
Right.
She's a huge presence, and when she's not here, it's like, wow.
You notice it.
Yeah, we really do notice it.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Jeff and Sherry Easter, now celebrating 25 years of music and marriage.
I will always remember the first time that we met, and the first time that I saw your face is a thing I won't forget. The special way you held me, the way you hold me still, and I knew right then that you loved me, and I know you always will. Ain't that love? Ain't that how it's supposed to be? When two hearts come together as one, just like you and me. Ain't that love shining in your eyes? Heaven sent from up above.
My grandpa, my mama, and my dad did
darling, come what may. And I will always love you, to have and to hold. And I'll keep my every promise to you where this band goes.
Ain't that love? Ain't that how it's supposed to be? Two hearts come together as one, just like you and me. Ain't that love? Shining in your eyes, heaven sent from above. Ain't that love? Heaven sent from above. Ain't that love?
Jeff and Sherry Easter here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Okay, so the project is titled Silver, right? Mm-hmm. 25 years. Is this a compilation of hits, of favorites, or is this? Tell me the idea and the philosophy behind it.
We wanted to do 25 songs for 25 years because at our 10th anniversary, we did "Ever Faithful to You" as a song Sherry wrote. That CD was, I mean, a lot of folks used it at their weddings. And
well, we still get requests for it today, and it's out of print for maybe 10 years now.
And so the cool thing about the Silver is that's the bonus disc. So there's 10 songs there. So we just had to come up with 15 songs, which 13 of them was from every CD we've done. We pulled our favorites that we did through the years, and then we wanted two brand new songs. We went in the studio, and I told Sherry, I said, will you pick out your favorite country love song, and I'll pick out my favorite. And mine was Paul Overstreet's Randy Travis hit, Forever and Ever, Amen. Yeah. Love that song, especially going through breast cancer, and we've lived losing your hair. You know, honey, I don't care. I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, I'd love you anyway. Yeah. Love that line. And then Sherry did Two Sparrows and a Hurricane.
As a writer, I have always said I would love to have been in the room when they wrote the first verse and the third verse of that song. She's 15 and he's barely driving a car. She's 83 and he's barely driving a car. Mm. I just love that. That's one of those songs that just kind of, it had to have written itself at that point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when songs like that happen, you know that God is in the middle of it. And I love a lyric that just makes your jaw drop. And that's one of those favorite lyrics all time. And I thought, what a wonderful song to record. And so it's been neat being able to sing it because I have different visuals as I'm singing that particular song in concert. And it's a neat love song.
She's 15 and he's barely driving a car. She's got his ring and he's got the key to her heart. It's just a matter of time. They'll spread their wings and fly like two sparrows in a hurricane, trying to find their way with a head full of dreams and faith that they've heard it's all over.
driving a car. She's got his ring, and he's got the key to her heart. It's just a matter of time. They'll spread their wings and fly. Like two sparrows in a hurricane, trying to find their way. With a head full of dreams and faith that can move anything. They've heard it's all uphill, but all they know. Love says they will.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Jeff and Sherry Easter, celebrating 25 years of marriage and 25 years of music, like this from the Silver Anniversary Double Disc Project.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. Well, you may wonder how. I can promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As long as I live, but this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old.
Sherry Easter,
25 years of marriage and music. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and our conversation with Jeff and Sherry picks up here.
Last time you were on the show, it was, I believe, when We Are Family came out. Lewis Family, Easter Brothers, and you guys. It was in Mount Airy, and that was a great project. That's gonna be a family favorite for years to come. Kind of walk me through the projects you've done since then, leading up to Silver, if you can.
Well, expecting good.
Well,
things.
Well, at that same time, we did Mayberry Live. Because the next day after we had the We Are Family project, mm-hmm. we needed a new DVD. We had not had one in 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we decided while we were in Mayberry to do Mayberry Live. And that video has more of the sights and the sounds that you'll hear in Mayberry. Mm-hmm. And then we just did a live performance of all of our requested songs. It gave us a chance to have our children on stage with us mm-hmm. with songs like Lullaby and those kind of tunes. And so that gave us the project that we needed for a DVD. After that project, we had already recorded Life is Great and Getting Better. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, 2 to 3 years came. And we were about to start looking for new songs, and breast cancer mm-hmm. just blindsided us. And so here we are. We had chosen, maybe 2 songs, mm-hmm. maybe for our new album. Not many. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at each other as artists thinking, okay, this could take a year. What do mm-hmm. we do? Do we wait or do we keep working? Well, my philosophy with anything is keep working, right, get through right. it, you yeah. know. So we just got busy, and I literally took bags and bags and bags of songs to the oncology clinic. Mm-hmm. And while I was being pumped with chemotherapy, I listened to music. Mm-hmm. And Jeff was on a Y-plug, and we would listen to certain songs. And we would, wow, I love this one. Boy, this message. It's like I tell mm-hmm. people, the messages had to be great. They could not be fluff. Yeah. They had to be stable. They had to be secure. They had to be strong lyrics. Right. So we chose those songs and recorded the project. By the time I finished my chemo, we had already recorded the music. And as soon as I finished my last surgery, we went in and recorded the vocals mm-hmm. for this Expecting Good Things project. That project won a Dove Award for Song of the Year for Born to Climb. Mm-hmm. It was nominated for a Grammy Award. Mm-hmm. And it's nominated for 2 more Dove Awards this year wow. for Bluegrass Song and...
Country album.
And so this project has gotten so much recognition, and I tell people it was the project. It was basically the journey, through breast cancer in a musical form. And so this is the project that we hand people and say, you have to have this.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
need encouragement, this is the one you have to wow. have. And so it makes us kind of hesitant almost to go back into the studio because it was such a great project. And the nice thing was we celebrated our 25th anniversary and thought, wow, we need to do this musically with our love songs. Because Jeff and I have always felt like in churches, we need to sing love songs because we mm-hmm. need to be an encouragement to those marriages.
Right.
They deal with the same thing that the rest of the world does.
Right.
And so we want to be an encouragement. So we decided to put together the Silver Project. Mm-hmm. Now that we're done with that, Jeff and I are working on...
Well, we did the Oak Tree, too, right after...
Did Live at Oak Tree.
Daywind Project. Mm-hmm. Ed Leonard and Norman Holland had asked us, would we be interested in coming up with Karen Peck and Sisters and Jeff and Sherry? And that was a fun time because we got to tell some funny stories with Karen Peck
yeah.
throughout the video yeah. because she and Ricky, they're our best friends. We go vacation together, and mm-hmm. we have some incredible stories about water skiing out on a lake and Ricky hitting a dry spot out in the lake while I'm trying to ski. And so that was a labor of love. And it's the first time we'd done the yeah. article, the first interview we did about breast cancer.
Yeah.
So it was a very...
as a family.
As a family, and hearing from Madison's point of view and from Morgan's point of view. And so it was a fun time to make that video in the studio.
And I was just going to say, and now Jeff and I are talking about working with Morgan. Because, Morgan recorded her first project when she was 5. Mm-hmm. She recorded her second when she was 9. And she's been collecting songs for several years now. But since she was 14 and started with us, that's kind of been her focus. Learn the songs, do the Jeff and Sherry albums.
Right.
And now she's got a little free time. So we're working on her project now.
Jeff and Sherry Easter on Daniel Britt and Friends. 25 years, marriage, music, memories. Silver Anniversary is their new double disc project, highlighting the love songs throughout their career, all with a gospel foundation that's firm.
I looked around for a long, long time, searching for someone to love. I kept my distance.
didn't fall too fast, afraid of losing too much. I was alone and so afraid I wouldn't know just what to do. But the greatest choice I ever made was to fall in love. Sometimes let you down, but your love is different. It's always there, even when I'm not around. Even when everyone has walked away, you said you wouldn't leave. Today, yesterday, and forever, you will always be there.
Project Silver Anniversary, Jeff and Sherry Easter, celebrating just that, 25 years of marriage and music. And the conversation continues now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I can't get over, you know, thinking about you sitting in chemotherapy listening to songs. I mean, what more of a litmus test can you get in choosing those songs? So expecting good things, and it's lasted. You've had a lot of great material from that. Jeff, push you out of the way for a minute. This is a Sherry question.
Mm-hmm.
Not long ago, I talked to Candy Christmas, and I'm always interested, especially with two groups that did their thing for a few years, and it was kind of a novelty, and then just kind of got, you know, pushed into the background. That and Ponder Sykes and Wright's one, and the other is Heirloom. Has any talk been floating around you ladies about bringing something back or doing shining the limelight there again?
Well, Jeff was teasing Candy and Tanya both over the last two or three years. And, you know, we do need an Heirloom reunion. And so when I saw Candy at NQC last year, yeah. Jasmine came up to me and she said, "Mama, y'all have to do another Heirloom project." Yeah. And I looked at Candy and I said, "Y'all call me. I'm ready anytime." It was a wonderful project. It was a magical blend. Mm-hmm. I mean, the blend was incredible. And honestly, what, Jeff, last week I pulled up a song from Heirloom to listen to just because it's that special. It was a wonderful project, and I cannot be more pleased with anything I've ever done. It was a wonderful, wonderful selection of songs and the way our voices blended, and it was just a really good, very special project.
Well, if it means anything, radio still loves Heirloom, Ponder, Sykes, and Wright. Those, for whatever reason, those two groups stick out in my mind as being very timeless, but honestly very short-lived. And but boy, when they were here, they were good. So you, it's encouragement. You guys do that. We'd love it.
We would.
Well, probably 25 years for that now. Coming. Sherry was expecting Madison. He's 22. So I'll talk to Michael Sykes and Candy and Tanya. And so you encourage them too. We just got to get the right song.
In an old discarded box filled with treasures, not of gold or silver or the rarest pearl,
just a simple charm engraved October 45. And on the back, a simple phrase, forever and a day, forever and a day.
Silver Anniversary, 25 years of music and marriage. Jeff and Sherry Easter, my guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Was it the Gaither video? Was it Landmark or something when there was this very special prayer? You were pregnant with, was it Morgan?
Morgan.
Or that time? What, I mean, if she were here, I would ask her that question. What's it like to go back and see that? Not every child gets to see something that special.
Exactly. Our children, it's funny, they have grown up kind of with public documentation.
Yeah.
I can remember when Madison was born, there was this big baby contest, like guess the birth date of the baby and when is he going to come along. And since he was 3 weeks late, everybody's kind of missed that mark a little bit. But that whole contest went on, and Madison seen, you know, and heard interviews from that time, and then Morgan with the Landmark video, and then Mara with the Toronto video.
Yeah.
I was extremely pregnant, carrying her. In fact, I laughed. I said, all of the Gaither fans, they're going to think that this is staged, because Bill came to me in 1993 and said, when's your baby due? And I said, 3 weeks. And then he came to me in 2005 and said, when's your baby due? And I said, 3 weeks. So it sounds very staged, but we just happened to do videos at those times.
Yeah.
But I think it's very special. You know, Madison with the George Yonts thing, fishing on the creek bank,
right.
They've just had so many wonderful opportunities to be a part of those kinds of lasting memories. And I can't help but believe that every bit of that comes from the fact that Jeff and I, we don't ever like to do anything without much prayer and without God's blessings. And we also, everything we do, we try to be so real and so touchable that I just believe that God honors that. You know, my goal in life is to encourage people to get through whatever they're going through, because I've experienced some of those same things. Life is tough some days. And I don't want people to think that we have escaped pain. I don't want people to think that we never have an argument. I don't want people to think that we've never had a question about our theology or what we believe. I want people to know that, you know, we struggle just like they struggle. And we all make decisions. And it's one of those things that I think the more touchable you are, the more real you are, I think the more that you can relate to people, because they see, hey, they must understand what I'm going through.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, featuring 25 years of Jeff and Sherry Easter, marriage and music. A new double disc project now available everywhere.
When you are old and tired and gray, and wear your overcoat on sunny days, when your brave tales have all been told, I'll ask for them when you death no longer makes you weak. When your body aches with cold, I'll warm your heart when you
project is called Silver. It's available now.
Yes.
And you can get it wherever fine music is sold, but also online. And you guys do. I follow you on the Twitter and the Facebook and all the updates, newsletters.
Oh, don't say
and
the Twitter. Madison, I say the Facebook and the Twitter, and I get made fun of.
It's Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, right. Somebody in there that said, would you quit calling it social media? We don't call it face-to-face media or social networking and face-to-face networks. So there you go.
On our homepage of our jeffandsherryeaster.com, you can follow Sherry, Morgan, Shannon, and
Matt.
And Madison.
Yeah.
And so I don't Twitter because I can't spell it. So there you go.
You're brave to put Madison on there public view.
I know. He's 22, and I'm watching him. I'm kind of – but then again, I want people to see the real – he is the funniest kid, and please don't take anything he says serious.
Yeah.
Because he is always – his mind is just – Mark Lowry is like his biggest fan, and Michael English will come up. Man, could you believe what Madison said the other day about someone? I was like, no, please tell me it was okay.
Yeah, right. I saw just this morning he didn't go to bed till like 7 a.m. He said, I need to go to bed earlier.
Yeah, and he did the night before. Like I said, our driver is his best friend, so he'll set up and ride with Tyler, and they get to a Walmart parking lot. They went in the other night and got
five
a bunch of steaks. 5 a.m, bought steaks and fired up the George Foreman grill. And I'm like, I woke up and smelled. I was like, what in the world is the front of the bus smelling like? So they were grilling out on the front of the bus, you know.
For breakfast.
I guess so.
Jeff and Sherry Music, 25 years of it, and a double disc project, Silver Anniversary. That's our feature today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
You are the hand that I reach for when I've lost my way.
To me, Yes, I'm sure there's a heaven. This was meant to be. No road is too long, as long as you
say. Jeff and Sherry Easter, my guests today on Daniel Britt and Friends. They're celebrating 25 years of marriage and music with a new 2-CD compilation called Silver Anniversary.
Let's make a Christmas memory to last the whole year through. Let's take some time to share the love God's given me and you. We'll spend the entire holiday finding things to do to make this Christmas memory last the whole year through. We'll drive out to the country to slide the snow-capped hills, make a funny snowman while singing jingle bells. We'll watch the pretty snowfall as it dances to the ground. Take lots of family pictures and then pass them all around. Let's make a Christmas memory to last the whole year through. Let's take some time to share the love God's given me and you. We'll spend the entire holiday finding things to do to make this Christmas memory last the whole year through. Let's make homemade decorations while baking cookie dough. We'll tell the Christmas story of Jesus' birth so long ago. We'll go through lots of Christmas lights to find the one that's flown, and have a celebration when we finally turn them on. We'll pop some popcorn, darling, tree. Warm some apple cider to sip with the family. After dinner, we'll go out to sing some Christmas songs with carolers who are taking time to play and sing along. Let's make a Christmas memory to last the whole year through. Let's take some time to share the love God's given me and you. We'll spend the entire holiday finding things to do to make this Christmas memory last the whole year through. We'll spend the entire holiday finding things to do to make this Christmas memory last the whole year through.
JeffandSherryEaster.com. It's all spelled out, all one word. Can't say enough good about the family, and it's not PR. It's not fluff. I mean, these guys are really authentic, and they're there, tough times, good times, and it shows in 25 years. Congratulations, guys.
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Thanks.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.